This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Barbara Curtis writes about her life. This is one of the most powerful pieces of writing. I think I've shared it before. She was in the New Age movement with her husband for a number of years. She said, "I spent my life in search of freedom through education, radical politics, alcohol, drugs, sexual promiscuity, and the New Age movement offered me a smorgasbord of choices. I was free to pick and choose and blend whatever fit my beliefs. I read voraciously, followed a guru, and attended every available New Age event. After the birth of our third child, in a last-ditch effort to save our marriage, we attended a Christian marriage retreat." She didn't go to it because it was Christian. She said her marriage was going down the tubes, and they attended this retreat because somebody said it might help your marriage. "At the first night session, we learned how God's plan for marriage differed from the world's. Because the family was God's building block, the leader said Satan was out to destroy our marriage. That session convinced me that Satan was not a myth. I realized that my New Age beliefs had no explanations for the evil and the destruction I saw in my own life." Now, that's an important sentence. I want you to hear it again. "I realized that my New Age beliefs had no explanation for the evil and the destruction I saw in my own life. The next day, we learned that God loves us and wants us to have peace with Him through Jesus Christ, His Son. But our sin has separated us from God." I never heard anyone say that before. "Jesus was more than a spiritual master. He was Lord. He was Lord. I prayed silently, confessing to God that I was a sinner. I asked Christ to become the Lord of my life, and I was weeping, and through my tears," she said, "I looked over at my husband and he was weeping too. We weren't sure what happened to us, but because Jesus Christ became the Lord of our lives, He kept leading us toward the light with a capital L. We became avid Bible readers, and in this manner, we realized that we had been born again. We found a church that taught God's word clearly, entered there as babies, not as highly evolved spiritual beings we always thought ourselves to be." What a statement. We entered that church as babies, not as highly evolved spiritual beings we always thought ourselves to be. Where am I going with this story? Simply this. Barbara Curtis and her husband discovered the choice. "Cursed is the man or woman who trusts in man. Blessed is the man or woman who puts their confidence in the Lord." That's your choice. It really is. What's the message today? That you need to come to know the Lord. Cursed is the one who trusts in man. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord and puts their confidence in Him. Even the children remember the spiritual identity, the spiritual relationships, the spiritual activity of their parents. If that was true thousands of years ago, how much more true is it today? Children, remember what matters to you. Today, decide what matters is Christ, and what matters is eternity, and what matters is forgiveness, and what matters is healing through coming to know the Lord, where healing really takes place in your heart. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for speaking to us today. Thank you for opening up our hearts and our minds to Jeremiah 17. Lord, bless this decision time in this third service. If there are people who need to come today to make decisions regarding their relationship to you, would you bless them? Would you prompt hearts? Would you move people to make those decisions today? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, what about you, my friend? If Jesus Christ is who He claimed to be, the only thing that matters in eternity is knowing Him. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.